Tim said.
That means we only have 45 minutes to contact the boat.
We should be close, Grant said. I figure we should be almost to the visitor center right now. He wasn't sure, but he sensed the tunnel was gently tilting upward, leading them back to the surface, and...
Wow! Tim said.
They burst out into daylight with shocking speed. There was a light mist blowing, partially obscuring the building that loomed directly above them. Grant saw at once that it was the visitor center. They had arrived right in front of the garage.
Yay! Lex shouted. We did it! Yay!
She bounced up and down in the seat as Grant parked the cart in the garage. Along one wall were stacked animal cages. They put the velociraptor in one with a dish of water. Then they started climbing the stairs to the ground floor entrance to the visitor center.
I'm going to get a hamburger and french fries, chocolate milkshake, no more dinosaurs, yay!
They came to the lobby, and they opened the door. And they fell silent. In the lobby of the visitor center, the glass doors had been shattered, and a cold gray mist blew through the cavernous main hall. A sign that read, When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth, dangled from one hinge, creaking in the wind. The big Tyrannosaur robot was upended, and lay with its legs in the air, its tubing and metal innards exposed. Outside, through the glass, they saw rows of palm trees, shadowy shapes in the fog. Tim and Lex huddled against the metal desk of the security guard. Grant took the guard's radio and tried all the channels. Hello, this is Grant. Is anybody there? Hello, this is Grant. Lex stared at the body of the guard lying on the floor to the right. She couldn't see anything but his legs and feet. Hello, this is Grant. Hello. Lex was leaning forward, peering around the edge of the desk. Grant grabbed her sleeve. Hey, stop that.
Is he dead? What's that stuff on the floor? Blood?
Yes.
How come it isn't real red?
You're morbid, Tim said.
What's morbid? I am not.
The radio crackled. My God, came a voice.
Grant, is that you?
And then,
Alan? Alan?
It was Ellie. I'm here, Grant said.
Thank God, Ellie said. Are you all right?
I'm all right, yes.
What about the kids? Have you seen them?
I had the kids with me, Grant said. They're okay.
Thank God.
Lex was crawling around the side of the desk. Grant slapped her ankle. Get back here. The radio crackled.
Where are you?
In the lobby. In the lobby of the main building. Over the radio, he heard Wu say,
My God, they're here. Alan, listen, Ellie said. The raptors have gotten loose. They can open doors. They may be in the same building as you.
Great. Where are you? Grant said.
We're in the lodge.
Grant said, And the others? Muldoon? Everybody else?
We've lost a few people, but we got everybody else over to the lodge.
And are the telephones working?
No, the whole system is shut off. Nothing works.
How do we get the system back on?
We've been trying.
We have to get it back on, Grant said, right away. If we don't, within half an hour, the raptors will reach the mainland. He started to explain about the boat when Muldoon cut him off. I don't think you understand, Dr. Grant. We haven't got half an hour left over here.
How's that?
Some of the raptors followed us. We've got two on the roof now.
So what? The building's impregnable. Muldoon coughed.
Apparently not. It was never expected that animals would get up on the roof.
The radio crackled.
Must have planted a tree too close to the fence. The raptors got over the fence and onto the roof. Anyway, the steel bars on the skylight are supposed to be electrified, but of course the power's off. They're biting through the bars of the skylight.